This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Carbuck and Kate Constable, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Joel Embiid and James Harden to each have over 24.5 points. This is boosted to plus 375 at Caesars. So Embiid has hit this over in his last three games. James Harden had 28 points against the Cavaliers recently, so I see a great chance both of them can hit this over tonight against the Raptors.
Yeah, Lucy, James Harden hasn't been playing all that well over the last three games. You mentioned the 28-point game, and that's kind of like, you know, his usual. I mean, he's averaging 21 a game, but he's had 11, 5, and 15 over the last three games. He's only hit two threes in all those games. Like, he's just been shooting really bad, but he's James Harden. I mean, those slumps aren't going to last forever. So this feels like after a stretch of games where he's not playing very well, finally going to be able to get out of that today, especially against the Raptors team that isn't great. I mean, they're okay, but they're not the best defensive team in the league. And then Joel Embiid, I mean, I feel like he hits over this pretty much every game. So I'm not concerned about him at all. It would be the Harden part of this, but I feel like James Harden is due for a big game tonight. So love the value here.
I'm going to echo those exact thoughts. I mean, this is James Harden. He's not going to struggle like this for too long. We know that he can get to the free throw line 20 times a game if he wants to. And then the other part of this, Joel Embiid, like, you know, this is a guy who wants to make a statement for MVP here. He's still firmly in that race. And how would a 40, 45 point game look right now? I think it would look pretty good on the resume. So these two guys are going to eat up a ton of usage every single time they play. And I love the value. The number is really what we should think about here, is that this is a true odds boost.
Yes, that is what caught my eye at plus 375 at Caesars. Get in on this and head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Daniel Carpuck, at Kate Constable, and at Lucille Burge. Our favorite bets for today, I'm going with MLB. As it is the season now, the baseball season has begun, and I'm going with Lance Lynn to have over 5.5 strikeouts against the Astros tonight. Minus 130 is where I saw this. So Lance Lynn hit the over on this in 11 of his 21 starts last season, and I see him doing that again to kick off his year tonight. Against the Astros in his career, Lance Lynn is 5-7 in 14 appearances with a 4.41 ERA and 98 strikeouts, which averages out to about 7 strikeouts against them per game. So I see him going over 5.5, maybe 7 again, could even be 6 here. So I like him to go over 5.5 tonight against the Astros.
Love it, Lucy. I am going to go over to the NBA, and I'm going to go under in the Kings and Blazers game tonight, because under 231, Blazers aren't scoring. They haven't topped 100 in 3 of their last 4 games. Like, this is a team that is done for the year. They've shut down Damian Lillard. They've got a long list of players on the injury report right now that aren't going to play tonight. And the Kings could put up 25, 120, and still this could hit under. I just have no confidence in the Blazers' offense at all. I mean, we could even see like an 80 from them. So under – I mean, this one looks good. Plus, it's a BetQL 5-star best bet.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, as someone who is sweating out Sabonis over rebounds last game, I know that the 40-point loss that this Blazers team had in the same exact matchup when they scored 80 points last game, I that was a struggle to even get to 80. So I definitely like that call. This is what happens when, you know, Shaedon Sharpe, it's a lot of fun to watch him play, but when he's your only and your primary option, that's a problem. I agree. I like that. I like that call a lot, Kate. I'm going to go Jaden Ivey over 26 and a half points and assists versus the Rockets. I got this at plus 100 at PointsBet. So we're trying to double our money here. And I'll start off with the assist part of this. So over his last three games, Ivy's recorded 8, 8, and 9 dimes on 14 average potential assists. As a scorer, he's put up 24, 32, and 20 points in those games as well. So down the stretch here, it's pretty clear that Dwayne Casey is going to deviate from his usual plan of giving Corey Joseph minutes for no reason. And he's going to actually give Jaden Ivey, his rookie, a chance to actually put up some numbers down the stretch. And this matchup against the Rockets is really what stands out to me. The Rockets have allowed an NBA worst 28.6 points and an NBA worst 9.5 assists to opposing point guards this season. So Ivy's going to be in a great spot. Killian Hayes, who also typically steals assists from him, is doubtful tonight as well. So he's going to see so much usage. This has been a spot to attack all season long. I've done it with success. And I think this is still a discounted number on Ivy just because he's been up and down at times this year in terms of his production. I've already wagered an uncomfortable amount of my personal money on this tonight, and I'm trying not to wager more, but I love it so much.
Get in on that and the odds boost at plus 375 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.